in some ways you got lucky because you were at Clackwalk Sound, which...
Hugely lucky. You know, I started getting involved in these issues at a moment where, you know, it was a tipping point. It was a historical moment where Canadians, you know, from all walks of life just stood up and said, you know, enough. And that happened because of the Stein Valley before it and the decades of protests in Clackwood Sound. You know, I was very lucky to be involved in my first protests ever, at a time when it was just a tipping point on those issues. And so I got, you know, a little trial by fire.
I'm not sure that finding out about issues like that on Paris Hilton's chest is my first choice. And I'm using
Paris Hilton. Yeah, but you know what? It's the first choice for thousands of 14-year-old girls.
Okay. And that's the...
Like, I hear you.
Yeah.
And
Leo DiCaprio. I was like, yeah, the guy's smart. He's always been very savvy. He's got the real environmental chops. He's got the brain to handle it.
We need every tool in our toolbox.
Yeah.
And I spent 30 seconds with Paris Hilton. And then I did interviews in 14 countries. And during those news interviews, I got to talk about the state of Canada's forests and why we needed to protect more forests and how we were on the verge of logging all of the caribou habitat in the country. And 48 hours later, I got a call from someone in government saying, oh, for Christ's sakes, first it's DiCaprio and now it's Paris Hilton and then it's Victoria's Secret. We have to talk.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah.
And we can be cynical about it, and we can, you know, oh, she doesn't really understand the issues. I don't really care if she understands the issues. I just want to reach as many people as I can, as quickly as I can. And if she's going to get us new audiences, like all the 14-year-old girls who then found me on Facebook and wanted to find out about how to protect forests in Canada, then thank you, Paris.
As a species collectively, will we get it in time, or will we figure it out by the time it's too late and we'll just go the way of the T-Rex and everything else that is gone?
No, I think we're getting it.
Yeah.
Doing this international job right now, I've had the opportunity to watch it on a global scale, which is tremendously exciting. Like last year and the year before were the first 2 years in human history that new investment in renewable energy, wind and solar, exceeded new investment in oil, coal, and nuclear combined. Like, we are living the energy tipping point where we are re-envisioning industrial society globally. Last year, Europe decommissioned more coal and nuclear facilities than it commissioned, right? Like, it's actually happening. You know, when we started these studies at Greenpeace, this year we looked at renewable energy policies, just as a metric. Like, we're trying to figure out what's happening and where. In 2005, there were 50 countries that had policies to stimulate renewable energy. Last year, there were 100, doubled in 5 years. In that same five-year period, investment in wind energy went up 700%. You know, you hear about how much, coal plants that China is developing. They're also building a new windmill every hour. That's how many windmills went up in China last year. Like, we're seeing it happen, and it's incredibly exciting. And now we just need to push it in the right direction. And a country like Canada, well, we need to get on board, or we're going to be left behind. I mean, we're quickly, internationally, Canada is just considered a dinosaur. You know, we're one of the last holdouts, where our economy is increasingly relying on fossil fuels at a time when the entire world is trying to figure out how to build a low carbon economy. And, you know, it's crazy, because we have incredible renewable capacity in this country. We have incredible industrial capacity. We have incredible creativity. Come on, we invented the zipper, you know. We invented the BlackBerry, come on, you know. And yet we're exporting coal. We've got record gas developments. And we're spewing out 1.5 billion liters of toxic water a day into the center of Alberta, into open pit unlined ponds in the Alberta tar sands. Like, really? We can do better than that. And so that's part of what I talk about in this book, is that, yes, we're living a tipping point. Yes, we can do it. You know, because social change is not linear, right? It happens like that. And we're starting to see the concentration of activity that will tip it. And our society will change by design or default. That's the bottom line. It will change to a low carbon society. If we do it by design, it'll be less painful.
The book is This Crazy Time. I've been speaking with the author, Tzipora Berman, and This Crazy Time, Living Our Environmental Challenge, published by Knopf Canada.